seeing beyond form. This is the first training of the mind. To see beyond form, there are three important criteria. First, learn to see form as they are. So this one is the direct seeing. This one is not easy to do. This one you must have mindfulness and stability of mindfulness to see clearly. Then the second step is silence your mind to see the unreality of form. Then only you can develop the third level of understanding. Then only you can see beyond form. So this one is just a revision, just now we have gone through. First, learn to see form as they are. Means the two aspects, the mundane seeing and the direct seeing. Initially is the mundane seeing. Then you will come to know how you know form through perception, consciousness. So like I explained, when you come to the second level, you silence your mind and see the unreality of form. Where form is dependent originating, condition arising, cause of not. With mindfulness, you can see that. Then after that, you will understand that form is not what you think. The unreality of form. We are externally already not so real, dependent originating, condition. Then how do we know form? Through our consciousness. It's even more unreal. Then why do we cling on to it, hold on to it, and try to possess it and give meaning to it? Because of its unreality, then you see clearly that it is futile to grasp, to cling, and try to own. But there is no reality. That's why after that, you awaken and you can see beyond form. When you see beyond form, form delusion, no more. You awaken. Then after that, you can have the mindfulness to see mind. And you repeat this again. See mind as they are. The two aspects, the mundane mind and the true mind. Then see the unreality of mind, that they are all dependent originating. All your mind state, your anger, your fear, they are not intrinsic within. They are dependent originating, condition arising phenomena. So once you have all this understanding, then you can see beyond form and beyond mind. Then you see things as they are. So this will lead to the ability to see things as they are. So this one is suchness seeing, and this one is what the Buddha called the true seeing. Suchness or true seeing means seeing everything exactly as they are. No more with your memory, division, delusion, and all those things. Okay? Yeah. So now we go back to the notes.